First, when it comes to talking about our health, including illness, disability, even the prospect of death, things aren't always easy, even for people who make a living in the health professions. What if there was a better way? Our next guest has turned to comics to improve communication about health. She says comics have the power to make health education more engaging and can amplify the voices of patients and families, as well as giving us a good way to explore our experiences with health and medicine. M.K. Serwick is known as the comic nurse. In addition to being a nurse, she's an artist in residence at the Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine and is one of the founders of the field of graphic medicine. She's giving a talk on the UW-Madison campus tomorrow at 1 p.m. called Building a Culture of Wellness: Can Comics Improve Our Health? M.K., thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, what got you into tackling this question of can I use comics and graphic novels to improve people's health?
Well, it started very personally in that I was working as a nurse on an AIDS unit during the mid-90s before we had new medications to keep the virus under control. And I was really struggling to bridge the world on our unit, which was really just a difficult place, and everything seemed like the worst news and the outcome was always bad. And life off the unit, which was much more balanced, and I was having trouble bridging that. And so one day I just sat down and drew a little picture and put a few words, put a box around it, made another box, and I stumbled into making comics. And nine panels later, I found myself in a place of hope and perspective, and I felt ready to go on and take on the next day's challenges at work.
Had you been an artist before that?
No, not at all. I was
really?
I was one of those kids at school that the teacher said, put those crayons away. Please stop drawing. You can use your words now.
And so when did you start showing your work sharing it with other people?
I think I felt like, my first degree before I went into nursing was in literature and philosophy, and I'd always wanted a place in the arts, but I never felt like I could find a home. And after I'd made a few comics and realized how powerful this medium was, I felt like I was actually kind of good at it, and that I wanted to share them, and that I felt like it had a lot of potential.
We hear a lot about communication in healthcare between physicians and nurses, for example, healthcare providers and patients and families, so on. And that's a problem a lot of the time. Are you helping to bridge the gap with the comics?
I really hope so and think so. One of the really interesting conventions that comics bring that I've found in my teaching is the power of the speech bubble and the thought bubble. So if you think about, if you're drawing a comic, no matter who you are, whether you're a provider or a patient or a family member, and you're drawing a clinical encounter, you have the opportunity to show what the person is saying and what they're thinking, which really shows what they're worried about, what they're not saying, right? And that's, you know, like I said, for the physicians or the nurses, just as well as the patients.
It reminds me of a comic I saw on your website, a daughter and a father out for dinner, and they hear bad news about somebody they know, and they're both thinking about talking about end-of-life care, and they're only doing it through most of it in thought bubble form. Talk about how you set that up and how you frame that for people.
Well, what the goal of that comic was to really just sort of demonstrate that it's a really hard conversation, right, to have, to acknowledge that the person that you love most in the world is going to die and talk about what their hopes and dreams are for what that's going to be like, right? We don't like to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And so I made that comic as a way to sort of model another way of approaching it. And that's part of a larger project, hoping that comics can have a role in approaching those conversations.
We're talking to M.K. Serwick, also known as the comic nurse. She's a nurse and she's also a comic artist, and she says there's a lot of room in comics to help our healthcare communication, maybe ultimately our health. So M.K., how do you bring this to healthcare providers?
By things like the lecture I'm doing tomorrow and traveling around talking about it, but also through teaching. I teach a course at Northwestern Medical School with first and second year medical students, and I get them to draw about the process of becoming a doctor and the relationships they're learning how to have with their patients.
Is there ever pushback? Like, hey, wait a minute, I'm here to learn anatomy and patient care and things like that, and you want me to draw?
You know, you'd be surprised how much there isn't. Well, first of all, they get to...
It's got to be a nice break, right?
Exactly. I mean, and I start with crayons, and so, like, who doesn't love picking up a box of 24 brand-new Crayola crayons? Quite honestly, they are facing learning so much that they're actually, I think, in a lot of ways, grateful for the opportunity to really start to process it.
You wrote a comic about a pivotal moment in your career, actually. It was your master's thesis, I think, and you're trying to decide, do I do the comic art? Are people going to take me seriously? Am I going to get away with that? Or should I do something a little more traditional? Talk about that key moment.
It was right when I had discovered a book called Mom's Cancer by Brian Feese, and I was finishing a master's in medical humanities and bioethics. And all of a sudden, I wanted to, I was sort of keeping it quiet that I was a cartoonist. I wanted to forefront the comics because this book was so good and it really gave me hope that comics could have a serious place in the discourse of health and medicine. And yet I was still nervous about it. I wanted to be taken seriously. And so I just put it to my professor and said, you choose. And what she said was, the other option was oral history. Sure, you could do your master's on oral history and its role in medicine, but we know what the answer is. With comics, maybe the answer is no. Maybe this is a crazy idea. Better to find out now.
You might fail.
Yeah, you might fail. Said. And isn't that a more interesting question when you don't already know the answer?
How do you take this to, or do you take this to patients? Do you bring your work to patients as a nurse yourself?
Not right now myself as a nurse, but I know there's a lot of projects going on around the country and actually around the world. This has kind of become an international movement that we call graphic medicine. And there's research being done about the best way to, you know, medicine is evidence-based, so we want to make sure that we're doing the best practices and establishing those best practices. So there's research about what books are good with what patient population, when in their disease, when with their families. So these things are kind of being studied and looked at all over.
Is the idea that maybe someday, instead of, you know, a pamphlet, how to talk to your family about end-of-life care, or here's some information about dealing with, say, this particular type of cancer, it can be a little dense for some people, maybe more than others. Maybe a graphic alternative might be a better one.
Absolutely. And there are quite a few projects that are under research now. Comics are a really incredibly good educational resource when there's a lot of information. It's really important that the person learn the information and they're under a lot of stress. Comics are terrific in a place like that. So think about getting a diagnosis or even being in medical school or nursing school. Those are situations where, yeah, it helps a lot to have a easily accessible medium.
You mentioned one of the graphic novels that was your inspiration. Are there a lot of health-centered graphic novels and comics out there, either by patients or, in that case, a family member or other healthcare providers?
There are hundreds and more being made every
day.
Yes, and they're nonfiction, almost all exclusively nonfiction, and that means they're created by the people who are living through illness and caregiving. And who better to represent that experience? Not the caregivers, but the people who are living through it. They can teach us, and that's why it's great for these books to be read in health education schools.
You mentioned teaching doctors to do this. I assume the idea isn't that each of these doctors is going to go out and create their own healthcare graphic novel, but is there something therapeutic or educational for them to take what they're learning and put it on the page?
It's a terrific way to process information, and that's how we learn. We actually have to have a physical interaction with it, and so this is a terrific structure for doing that.
Could the same thing be done for patients? Again, they're not producing something for anybody else to see.
Right, absolutely. And many people have made the books they've made or even kept journals and said it was really a helpful way to go through things.
Have you heard from patients yourself that you've worked with who have, once you let it out there that you were a comic nurse, did they take that inspiration and do something with it?
Absolutely. I remember I gave one lecture where a nurse in the back of the room, of course, you know, we're all patients and providers. A nurse in the back of the room said, I was just diagnosed with cancer and my family's really worried about me. And I'm going to make them a comic to tell them that I'm okay.
In your work, sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're very emotionally painful almost, and that's true, I guess, across the comics world. Can you talk about capturing that range of experience?
Yeah, you know, comics do have an association with being funny, but that's certainly absolutely not the case exclusively. They have the gift of humor to bring, but often, you know, the tools of comics that the comics come with, being able to do so much in facial expressions with just a simple line, allows us to convey that emotion in ways that it would take 1,000 words to sometimes capture that complexity.
Healthcare is a demanding profession, emotionally draining, we hear a lot, and you were working, as you said, in the 90s with HIV-positive patients. Has this been therapeutic for you along the way?
It's definitely been helpful. One of the reasons I created my book, Taking Turns, which is a graphic memoir about that time, was to kind of take a look at that and process that and find a way to kind of be able to walk away from it.
What's it like sharing what was in your thought bubbles in real life, and all of a sudden they're on paper for everybody to see?
Yeah, it's a vulnerable process, but I think it's not unlike any creative endeavor where you really are going to be honest.
So what do you want people, healthcare providers that you're talking to in Madison to know about graphic medicine?
That the books that are out there that I'm going to talk about many different diseases and conditions are really, really useful tools. I would recommend going to graphicmedicine.org, our website, and it has a search panel, and you can kind of see if there's anything out there about any clinical interest area you might have.
MK, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's MK Serwick, also known as the Comic Nurse. She'll be giving a talk on the UW-Madison campus tomorrow at 1 p.m. called Building a Culture of Wellness. Can comics improve our health?